Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and reading today from the life and diary of David Brainerd. This is part six in the book, from his ordination until he first began to preach to the Indians at Crosswicksung, among whom he had his most remarkable success, David Brainerd being the missionary, a missionary to the Indians of New England back in the 1700s. It's Wednesday, June 13, 1744. Spent some considerable time in writing an account of the Indian affairs to go to Scotland. Some in conversation with friends, but enjoyed not much sweetness and satisfaction. Thursday, June 14, received some particular kindness from friends, and wondered that God should open the hearts of any to treat me with kindness. Saw myself to be unworthy of any favor from God or any of my fellow men. Was much exercised with pain in my head. However, I determined to set out on my journey towards Delaware in the afternoon. But when the afternoon came, my pain increased exceedingly, so that I was obliged to betake myself to bed. The night following, I was greatly distressed with pain and sickness, was sometimes almost bereaved of the exercise of reason by the extremity of pain. Continued much distressed till Saturday, when I was somewhat relieved by an emetic, but was unable to walk abroad till the Monday following in the afternoon, and still remained very feeble. I often admired the goodness of God, that he did not suffer me to proceed on my journey from this place where I was so tenderly used, and to be sick by the way among strangers. God is very gracious to me, both in health and sickness, and intermingles much mercy with all my afflictions and toils. Enjoyed some sweetness in things divine, in the midst of my pain and weakness. Oh, that I could praise the Lord! On Tuesday, June 19, he set out on his journey home, and in 3 days reached his place near the forks of Delaware. Performed the journey under much weakness of body, but had comfort in his soul from day to day. And both his weakness of body and consolation of mind continued through the week. Lord's Day, June 24. Extremely feeble, scarce able to walk. However, visited my Indians and took much pains to instruct them. Labored with some that were much disaffected to Christianity. My mind was much burdened with the weight and difficulty of my work. My whole dependence and hope of success seemed to be on God, who alone I saw could make them willing to receive instruction. My heart was much engaged in prayer, sending up silent requests to God even while I was speaking to them. Oh, that I could always go in the strength of the Lord. Monday, June 25. Was something better in health than of late. Was able to spend a considerable part of the day in prayer and close studies. Had more freedom and fervency in prayer than usual of late. Especially longed for the presence of God in my work, and that the poor heathen might be converted. And in evening prayer, my faith and hope in God were much raised. To an eye of reason, everything that respects the conversion of the heathen is as dark as midnight, and yet I cannot but hope in God for the accomplishment of something glorious among them. My soul longed much for the advancement of the Redeemer's kingdom on earth, and was very fearful lest I should admit some vain thought, and so lose the sense I then had of divine things. Oh, for an abiding heavenly temper! Tuesday, June 26. In the morning my desires seemed to rise and ascend up freely to God. Was busy most of the day in translating prayers into the language of the Delaware Indians. Met with great difficulty, by reason that my interpreter was altogether unacquainted with the business. But though I was much discouraged with the extreme difficulty of that work, yet God supported me, and especially in the evening gave me sweet refreshment. In prayer, my soul was enlarged, and my faith drawn into sensible exercise. Was enabled to cry to God for my poor Indians, and though the work of their conversion appeared impossible with man, yet with God I saw all things were possible. My faith was much strengthened by observing the wonderful assistance God afforded his servants Nehemiah and Ezra, reforming his people and reestablishing his ancient church. I was much assisted in prayer for dear Christian friends and for others that I apprehended to be Christless, but was more especially concerned for the poor heathen and those of my own charge, was enabled to be instant in prayer for them, and hoped that God would bow the heavens and come down for their salvation. It seemed to me there could be no impediment sufficient to obstruct that glorious work, seeing the living God, as I strongly hoped, was engaged for it. I continued in a solemn frame, lifting up my heart to God for assistance and grace, that I might be more mortified to this present world, that my whole soul might be taken up continually in concern for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. Long that God would purge me more, that I might be as a chosen vessel to bear his name among the heathens. Continued in this frame till I dropped asleep. Wednesday, June 27. Felt something of the same solemn concern and spirit of prayer that I enjoyed last night, soon after I rose in the morning. In the afternoon, rode several miles to see if I could procure any lands for the poor Indians, that they might live together and be under better advantages for instruction. While I was riding, had a deep sense of the greatness and difficulty of my work, and my soul seemed to rely wholly upon God for success in the diligent and faithful use of means. I saw with greatest certainty that the arm of the Lord must be revealed for the help of these poor heathen, if ever they were delivered from the bondage of the powers of darkness. I spent most of the time while riding in lifting up my heart for grace and assistance. Thursday, June 28. Spent the morning in reading several parts of the Holy Scripture and in fervent prayer for my Indians that God would set up his kingdom among them and bring them into his church. About 9, I withdrew to my usual place of retirement in the woods, and there again enjoyed some assistance in prayer. My great concern was for the conversion of the heathen to God, and the Lord helped me to plead with him for it. Towards noon, rode up to the Indians in order to preach to them, and while going, my heart went up to God in prayer for them. I could freely tell God he knew that the cause was not mine, which I was engaged in, but it was his own cause, and it would be for his own glory to convert the poor Indians. And blessed be God, I felt no desire of their conversion that I might receive honor from the world as being the instrument of it. I had some freedom in speaking to the Indians. The next day he speaks of some serious concern for the kingdom of the Blessed Redeemer. He complains much of barrenness, wanderings, inactivity, and so on. Saturday, June 30. My soul was very solemn in reading God's word, especially the 9th chapter of Daniel. I saw how God had called out his servants to prayer and made them wrestle with him when he designed to bestow any great mercy on his church. And alas, I was ashamed of myself to think of my dullness and inactivity when there seemed to be so much to do for the upbuilding of Zion. Oh, how does Zion lie waste? I longed that the church of God might be enlarged. I was enabled to pray, I think, in faith. My soul seemed sensibly to confide in God and was enabled to wrestle with him. Afterwards, walked abroad to a place of sweet retirement and enjoyed some assistance in prayer again. Had a sense of my great need of divine help and felt my soul sensibly depend on God. Blessed be God, this has been a comfortable week to me. Lord's Day, July 1, in the morning was perplexed with wandering, vain thoughts. Was much grieved, judged and condemned myself before God. And oh, how miserable did I feel because I could not live to God. At 10, rode away with a heavy heart to preach to my Indians. Upon the road, I attempted to lift up my heart to God, but was infested with an unsettled, wandering frame of mind. I was exceeding restless and perplexed, filled with shame and confusion before God. I seemed to myself to be more brutish than any man. I thought none deserved to be cast out of God's presence as much as I. If I attempted to lift up my heart to God, as I frequently did by the way, on a sudden, before I was aware, my thoughts were wandering to the ends of the earth, and my soul was filled with surprise and anxiety to find it thus. Thus also, after I came to the Indians, my mind was confused, and I felt nothing sensibly of that sweet reliance on God that my soul has been comforted with in days past. I spent the afternoon in this posture of mind, and preached to the Indians without any heart. In the afternoon I felt still barren when I began to preach, and for about half an hour I seemed to myself to know nothing, and to have nothing to say to the Indians. But soon after, I found in myself a spirit of love and warmth and power to address the poor Indians, and God helped me to plead with them to turn from all the vanities of the heathen to the living God. And I am persuaded the Lord touched their consciences, for I never saw such attention raised in them before. When I came away from them, I spent the whole time while I was riding to my lodgings, 3 miles distant, in prayer and praise to God. And after I had rode more than 2 miles, it came into my mind to dedicate myself to God again, which I did with great solemnity and unspeakable satisfaction. Especially gave up myself to Him, renewed in the work of the ministry. And this I did by divine grace, I hope, without any exception or reserve, not in the least shrinking back from any difficulties that might attend this great and blessed work. I seem to be most free, cheerful, and full in this dedication of myself. My whole soul cried, Lord, to Thee I dedicate myself. Oh, accept of me, and let me be Thine forever. Lord, I desire nothing else. I desire nothing more. Oh, come, come, Lord, accept a poor worm. Whom have I in heaven but Thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides Thee. After this was enabled to praise God with my whole soul, that He had enabled me to devote and consecrate all my powers to Him in this solemn manner. My heart rejoiced in my particular work as a missionary, rejoiced in my necessity of self-denial in many respects, and still continued to give up myself to God and implore mercy of Him, praying incessantly, every moment, with sweet fervency. My nature being very weak of late and much spent, was now considerably overcome. My fingers grew very feeble and somewhat numb, so that I could scarcely stretch them out straight. And when I lighted from my horse, I could hardly walk. My joints seemed all to be loosed. But I felt abundant strength in the inner man. I preached to the white people. God helped me much, especially in prayer. Sundry of my poor Indians were so moved as to come to meeting also. One appeared much concerned. Monday, July 2. Had some relish of the divine comforts of yesterday, but could not get that warmth and exercise of faith that I desired. I had sometimes a distressing sense of my past follies and present ignorance and barrenness, and especially in the afternoon was sunk down under a load of sin and guilt in that I had lived so little to God after His abundant goodness to me yesterday. In the evening, though very weak, I was enabled to pray with fervency and to continue instant in prayer, near an hour. My soul mourned over the power of its corruption and longed exceedingly to be washed and purged as with hyssop. Was enabled to pray for my dear absent friends, Christ's ministers, and His church, enjoyed much freedom and fervency, but not so much comfort, by reason of guilt and shame before God. I judged and condemned myself for the follies of the day. Tuesday, July 3, it was still very weak. This morning was enabled to pray under a feeling sense of my need of help from God, and I trust had some faith in exercise. And blessed be God, was enabled to plead with Him a considerable time. Truly God is good to me. But my soul mourned and was grieved at my sinfulness and barrenness and longed to be more engaged for God. Near 9, I withdrew again for prayer. And through divine goodness had the blessed spirit of prayer. My soul loved the duty and longed for God in it. Oh, it is sweet to be the Lord's, to be sensibly devoted to Him. What a blessed portion is God! How glorious, how lovely in Himself! Oh, my soul longed to improve time wholly for God. I spent most of the day in translating prayers into Indian. In the evening, was enabled again to wrestle with God in prayer with fervency. Was enabled to maintain a self-diffident and watchful frame of spirit in the evening, and was jealous and afraid lest I should admit carelessness and self-confidence. Well, the next day he seems to have had special assistance and fervency most of the day, but in a less degree than the preceding day. Tuesday was spent in great bodily weakness. He seems to have been spending that day in continual and exceeding painfulness in religion, but in great bitterness of spirit by reason of his vileness and corruption. He says, I thought there was not one creature living so vile as I. Oh, my inward pollution, oh, my guilt and shame before God. I know not what to do. Oh, I longed ardently to be cleansed and washed from the stains of inward pollution, to be made like God, or rather to be made fit for God to own. Friday, July 6, awoke this morning in the fear of God, soon called to mind my sadness in the evening past. Spent my first waking minutes in prayer for sanctification, that my soul may be washed from its exceeding pollution and defilement. After I arose, I spent some time in reading God's word and in prayer. I cried to God under a sense of my great indigency. I am of late most of all concerned for ministerial qualifications and the conversion of the heathen. Last year I longed to be prepared for a world of glory and speedily to depart out of this world. But of late, all my concern about almost is for the conversion of the heathen. And for that end, I long to live. But blessed be God, I have less desire to live for any of the pleasures of the world than ever I had. I long and love to be a pilgrim, and I want grace to imitate the life, labors, and sufferings of St. Paul among the heathen. And when I long for holiness now, it is not so much for myself as formerly, but rather that thereby I may become an able minister of the New Testament, especially to the heathen. Spent about 2 hours this morning in reading and prayer by turns. It was in a watchful, tender frame, afraid of everything that might cool my affections and draw away my heart from God. Was a little strengthened in my studies, but near night was very weak and weary. Saturday, July 7, was very much disordered this morning, and my vigor all spent and exhausted, but was affected and refreshed in reading the sweet story of Elijah's translation. Enjoyed some affection and fervency in prayer. Longed much for ministerial gifts and graces, that I might do something in the cause of God. Afterwards was refreshed and invigorated after reading Mr. Joseph Allain's first case of conscience, and enabled then to pray with some ardor of soul, and was afraid of carelessness and self-confidence, and longed for holiness. Lord's Day, July 8, was ill last night, not able to rest quietly. Had some small degree of assistance in preaching to the Indians. Afterwards was enabled to preach to the white people with some power, especially in the close of my discourse from Jeremiah 3:23, truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills, and so on. The Lord also assisted me in some measure in the first prayer. Blessed be his name. Near night, though very weary, was enabled to read God's word with some sweet relish of it, and to pray with affection, fervency, and I trust with faith. My soul was more sensibly dependent on God than usual, was watchful, tender, and jealous of my own heart, lest I should admit carelessness and vain thoughts, and grieve the blessed Spirit, so that he should withdraw his sweet, kind, and tender influences. Longed to depart and be with Christ more than at any time of late. My soul was exceedingly united to the saints of ancient times, as well as those now living. Especially my soul melted for the society of Elijah and Elisha. I was enabled to cry to God with a childlike spirit and to continue instant in prayer for some time. Was much enlarged in the sweet duty of intercession. Was enabled to remember great numbers of dear friends, precious souls, as well as Christ's ministers. Continued in this frame, afraid of every idle thought until until I dropped asleep. We'll pick it up there next time, Monday, on July 9. David Brainerd. We have a totally different David tomorrow, Lord willing. David Livingstone. Thank you for joining me again today. Check out the rest of the website that covers the works of several other great men of God, their stories, their words. Check out the North Korea audios, the North Korea photo updates. Check out the Quran study, the Muhammad study, prophecy studies. Check out the Through the Bible courses, the commentaries, and all the rest. Just browse and enjoy. Check out the bookstore if you want to gather together some of these teachings into one book. The books are so very reasonably priced. I make almost no profit on them, if that matters to you at all. And perhaps it should in these days. But thank you. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.